This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws of our nation, and that is exactly what I will do.
From the White House Rose Garden yesterday, President Donald Trump regarding the racial unrest plaguing the United States of America.
All Americans were rightly sickened and revolted by the brutal death of George Floyd. My administration is fully committed that for George and his family, justice will be served. He will not have died in vain.
Outside the White House grounds, it was a peaceful demonstration on the streets of Washington, D.C. 20 minutes remained before a 7 p.m. curfew was set to begin. But the president ordered the National Guard to use tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the crowd so that he could march across Lafayette Park to St. John's Episcopal Church to hold a Bible over his head. He did not open it or read it. He did not go inside the church. Earlier in the day, President Trump had a video conference with the nation's governors. From the Associated Press, Sagar Magani reports.
Amid some of the most widespread racial unrest since the 1960s, the president told governors on a video conference they look like fools for not calling in more of the National Guard. Later,
mayors and governors must establish an overwhelming law enforcement presence until the violence has been quelled.
And he'll send in the military to quickly solve the problem if they don't. Officials in New York and other states say the president does not have the unilateral right to do that against the will of local governments. Washington's Democratic governor is dismissing the president's comments as the ranting of an insecure man trying to look strong. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News.